Cyber Exception.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We've said it over and over again. The holiday season has tanked in this economic fallout. And that is true. The spending indicator Spending Pulse says pre-Christmas sales dropped 5.5% to 8% over last year. But Amazon.com says its holiday season was the brightest it's ever been. More than 6.3 million items ordered on its peak day earlier this month, December 15th. The holiday season accounts for up to half of retailers' sales for the year. Maybe you got an ugly sweater or a pair of jeans that were just too small. Before, you'd probably throw them aside. Maybe give it to somebody else for their birthday. But the return lines this year could be a little longer. Andrea Gardner explains.
Retailers are bracing for an onslaught of returned holiday gifts this weekend. Joe LaRocca from the National Retail Federation says that's because more consumers are strapped for cash and, as a result, more practical about what they keep.
It might be the wrong size or the wrong color, and historically they might have kept the item in their closet or even regifted the item to someone else. And in today's environment, they're bringing the item back to the store, using the money for something that meets their needs immediately.
And retailers are making returns easier this year. LaRocca says more than half of stores surveyed said they would relax their return policies. Only a third said the same thing last year. So why should a store, already hurt by the economy, make it easier for a customer to reverse a sale? LaRocca says it comes down to customer service. When consumers get what they want, they're more likely to come back to spend money. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
Industrial production in Japan has taken a big hit. It plunged in November by the biggest margin in more than 50 years, 8%. Major exporters there have taken a beating: Sony, Toyota, Honda. As you may have heard, Americans, the biggest buyers of Asian goods, don't seem to be doing a lot of buying. There is some buying going on this morning, though. On Wall Street, the Dow is up, and the S&P 500, for that matter, up about 0.5% so far. The NASDAQ basically flat at this hour. Asian markets were mixed. The Nikkei was up 1.5%. European markets are closed today for the long holiday weekend. So what'll it be? Half empty or half full? Seems there's a little bit of both this holiday season, with news about alcohol sales and who's drinking what. Jean-Luc Renault reports.
Booze makers could probably use a dose of their own medicine right now. Beverage Media Group senior editor Perry Luntz says sales of alcoholic beverages are drying up, and high-end brands are taking the biggest hit. Premium beer sales are down about 3%, with fine wine down around 4% compared to a year ago.
And that's what's making the difference. People can't afford them.
A recent Nielsen survey shows that consumers pinched by the recession are going out less and ordering fewer drinks when they do. Bad news for bars and restaurants. But the good news is alcohol sales at supermarkets and convenience stores are up. Richard Hurst is Nielsen's senior vice president of beverage alcohol.
We're seeing still some pretty good growth rates in terms of purchases for at-home consumption.
And for those at-home martinis and Manhattans, low-priced brands are the poison most people are picking. In Los Angeles, I'm Jean-Luc Renault for Marketplace.
Walmart says it'll start selling certain models of the iPhone starting Sunday, but don't count on it being cheaper than anywhere else. The discounter will have the 8 and 16 gig phones for $197 and $297. They say they may price match other competitors. There was speculation that Walmart would offer the phones at a discounted price or even a 4 gig model for under $100.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters everywhere. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
About every half a year, the European Union gets new leadership. Each of the member countries gets a chance to take charge, to chair major summits, broker agreements, and to propose new policies. Next up, the Czech Republic. But there could be a problem, namely the Czech president, whom you might call a little difficult. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
Say what you like about Václav Klaus, and many people have, just don't call him boring, says analyst Graham Mather.
He's a very charismatic and powerful individual. He's spiky, he can be difficult and very tough, and he can be very bitter and sarcastic and wounding.
Indeed, he has been called the rudest man in Europe. But Americans can breathe easy. It's almost certain that while the Czechs are running the EU, Klaus won't be insulting the US. Petra Stabrava of Global Insight.
Václav Klaus has been known for his support of the US, and he has always been talking very highly of the US-style economy.
That's one of the issues with Klaus and the EU presidency. His vociferous support for US-style free market economics has upset many other EU leaders. So has his vehement opposition to closer European integration. He says it threatens the sovereignty of member states. Tomasz Waleszek of the Center for European Reform says the EU is bracing itself for the Czech presidency.
The sentiment in many parts of the EU is, how can we possibly allow a country which is run by an openly rabidly Eurosceptic president to be running the European Union? That's a contradiction in terms.
Klaus has contradicted a lot of EU policy. He's criticized the European stimulus package. He's attacked the EU initiative on global warming. He thinks climate change is a myth. The Czech presidency could be a disaster, says Gideon Rachman of the Financial Times.
It's important to the EU to appear to be acting in a kind of coherent, unified, decisive fashion and not to be a laughingstock. And I fear that with Klaus in the chair, a lot of these meetings could degenerate into farce.
Klaus himself has predicted that the Czech presidency of the EU will achieve nothing of any significance. His critics say that's a safe prediction. Klaus will be doing everything in his power to prevent anything of significance from being achieved. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Once again, the Dow and the S&P 500 up about 0.5%, NASDAQ flat at this hour. There's more on the numbers at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.